You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Chang. You probably know me as the co-host of The Daily Show of Trevor Noah. I know, it's weird they put his name in the title and not mine, but anyway. My new show, Ronnie Chang International Student, is coming to the Comedy Central app. Co-written by and starring yours truly, Ronnie Chang International Student is the mostly true story of my time as a law student in Australia. That's right, this accent is Australian. So download the Comedy Central app on like any device ever made, except, a Tamagotchi. And stream my show, Ronnie Chang International Students. Then download the Comedy Central app on your friend's device when they're not looking so they can stream Ronnie Chang International Students. Because don't be selfish.
Please welcome Laverne Cox.
I like them. I like you.
They like you. They like you as well.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's good to be here. Finally, this is my first time here.
It is your first time here.
And yet we met so long ago. South Africa to make it
to make it all happen.
Yes.
Yes. Congratulations on everything that you have and are continuing to achieve. Mm. You're a trailblazer in every sense of the word. The scene that we watched there, in Orange is the New Black, is really, the culmination of a powerful storyline, mm-hmm. One that you really got into as a character. Your character gets put into solitary confinement because she is attacked. And this is something that is happening quite a lot, unfortunately, in American prisons. Could you speak to that and how you process the information to play that role?
Well, what people should know is that trans folks are, usually trans women are housed in men's prisons. It's very rare that trans women are in women's prisons, like my character Sophia Brissett. And often they're trans women are placed in men's prisons and then are placed in solitary confinement for our protection. Prison officials reason that it's probably not safe for a woman to be in a men's prison. And so instead of maybe putting them in a women's prison, they put them in solitary confinement. And human rights folks all over the world agree that solitary confinement is tantamount to cruel and unusual punishment.
Yes.
Which is a violation of our Eighth Amendment. And people who've been in solitary for just 24 hours or a week can have side effects from that for the rest of their lives. Hallucinations, paranoia, suicidal tendencies. It's a really horrible, dangerous practice, solitary. And when we got to explore this storyline on Orange is the New Black with my character, I did a lot of research too. And I hope we do a good job on the show of bringing you into Sophia's mind state, in the state of mind for people who are in solitary and what that does to someone.
It really is a powerful story, and the fact that you're playing it. I mean, Orange is the New Black is such a popular show. It gets it out there, it gets people talking about it. But you are in multiple places having this conversation as well. You're also involved in legislature now. You know, you are going out there trying to affect the laws that are affecting trans people all over America, including the Data Act that you're trying to be a part of passing. Why is that important to you?
A few weeks ago, I went to D.C. to do a press conference about the LGBT Data Inclusion Act.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, basically it's an act that will require governmental agencies to take gender identity and sexual orientation data in their governmental surveys. Right now, we don't actually have an accurate count of how many transgender people, how many LGBT people exist in the United States. United States because we don't actually ask the questions. And a couple of years ago, I was like, what needs to happen for trans folks? And I was thinking on a systemic level. And I was like, we need to dismantle the gender binary model. And I started thinking about the census and data collection as a way to begin to institutionally do that. And I think another thing that people should know is that there's lots of dollars that go to organizations and are allocated every year based on census data. And if you are not counted, you're often discounted. So those dollars don't actually go to LGBT groups. And I think people should also know that when laws like HB2 were passed in North Carolina,
the bathroom bill
stigmatized and criminalized transgender people, that kind of stigma is able to exist in part because people are able to spread misinformation about who transgender people are. What I do in the media is tell trans stories. Data collection is another way to tell stories about who LGBT people are, to talk about the disparities that we experience. And what LGBT people should know is that this providing this information would be voluntary and confidential. So that a lot of trans folks, a lot of LGBT people still don't feel safe disclosing that they're LGBT in this country. And so part of the work is making it safer for people to proudly declare that they are LGBT. I say trans is beautiful. I've been doing that hashtag for a long time. And people are like, why do you keep saying trans is beautiful? You're just a woman. But I'm like, it's important. There are trans people all over this country, all over the world, who still do not feel beautiful, who still do not feel as if their lives matter. And they do. And I think counting us is a very basic way to affirm that these lives matter.
You're definitely on the right track. You're definitely on the right track. So you're not just in Orange is the New Black. You have some projects coming up. You're going to be in Rocky Horror, right?
Yes.
I read that about you, and I read that this was one of your lifetime dreams, was to be a part of the production.
You know, I discovered this movie, and this character of Dr. Frankenfurter became a blueprint for me. The song Don't Dream It Be, it became my own personal mantra. And when the opportunity came to play this character so many years later, I was like, is this going to really happen? A black trans woman has actually never played this part before, after 40 years. And we screen tested, and they liked me, and we made the movie, and it's going to be out around Halloween on Fox.
So exciting. Everything you do is so exciting. I cannot thank you enough for being here. I cannot thank you for your time, your beauty, your inspiration, everything that you do. Thank you so much.
My beauty? Thank you, Trevor.
The new season of Orange is the New Black is streaming on Netflix. Laverne Cox, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.